The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has weighed in on the side of Clark County farmer Ralph Schmidt and Marathon County farmer August Heeg with a friend of the court brief. The two are suing Minnesota-based Xcel Energy for failing to correct stray voltage problems the farmers say forced both of them to move their dairy barns. The Federation's Tom Teeting says the lower court unfairly ruled the farmers waited too long to file the suit. He says the circuit court judge also ignored a state Supreme Court ruling that says farmers don't have to show a specific level of stray voltage to prove the utility company is responsible for damaging the health of their cows.
You can't draw a hard line in the sand and say anything below this we're exempt from. And that's what the judge ruled in this case, saying that Xcel Energy had filed their rate card, said that electricity below half a milliamp we're not responsible for.
An Xcel spokesperson declined to comment on the case while it's on appeal. Mark Cook, who heads the Public Service Commission's Stray Voltage Program, says on the whole, utilities and farmers are getting along better these days. He attributes that to more than $1 billion spent over the past 15 years on rebuilding the rural power distribution system and to training courses for investigators responding to stray voltage complaints.
There's a lot of things that have happened to make the relationship between the utility and the customer better over the last few years, hopefully attributable to the decline in stray voltage litigation.
But Democratic State Representative Barbara Gronema says the state still needs to do a better job of holding power companies accountable. She plans to redraft a bill that failed to pass last year. It would impose steep fines on utility companies that don't respond to stray voltage complaints within 30 days. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.